This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. Oh my gosh, the week is almost over. And we have something so juicy going on today. Something exciting. I'm excited about it. We'll get to that in a minute. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse. Friday, get your questions emailed in. Ask me anything. Get them emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to talk about the Hunter Biden news from today. Touch a little bit on that Trump-Megyn Kelly interview that's been heard around the world. Why you should never buy anything from Dove ever again. American kids getting kicked out to make room for illegals. And some good news out of Georgia. All that, emails, and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's talk about this. I'm going towards the Hunter Biden gun charge stuff from today. In case you haven't heard, it's really not good at all for Hunter.
We have some breaking news now. We have just learned that Hunter Biden, the president's son, has been indicted for lying when buying a gun. I want to bring in NBC's Garrett Hake. Garrett, what can you tell us?
Well, Chris, this indictment just unsealed in Delaware charges Hunter Biden with three counts, all related to that gun purchase. It describes two counts of knowingly making a false or fictitious statement when purchasing a gun, basically accusing him of lying about being addicted to drugs at the time he was purchasing this weapon, a pistol, in October of 2018. And the third count.
Yeah, we got it. It's not good. All right. So it's not good. But let's set that aside for a moment. Let's take a step back and look at what we're seeing right now. Let's see if we can notice any kind of a pattern here. You see, you are already aware of the system. You're aware of what it is, and you're aware of its purpose. What is its purpose? It only has one. What is it? Protect itself. That's the job of the system. Our evil institutional leaders, they have decided they're going to pillage the country, enrich themselves, abuse us all. And they want to keep that game going as long as they can possibly keep that going. So the system protects itself. The system protects itself. That's the entire purpose of the system. So what am I talking about? What do I see coming? I see this being the beginning of the end for the Biden crime family. Now remember, I've been predicting this for quite some time.
I think the powers that be are tired of Joe Biden, frustrated with him, and I think this entire thing is a coordinated effort to get Joe Biden to resign.
That was me over a year ago. Over a year ago, I told you this was coming. So, are the Democrats the ones bringing these charges? No, let's go through the facts of it in case you're just now tuning in. Why do we have these charges? Why is Hunter Biden being charged with felonies? Well, on top of committing felonies, here's what happened. And we have to make sure we can explain this in simple terms to normie norm. And that gets difficult when you have more names and things like that. So let's just deal with this. David Weiss. Remember that name. Who's David Weiss? David Weiss was the dude at the DOJ. He was tasked with investigating Hunter Biden. He's the one, hey, go after Hunter Biden, charge Hunter Biden. Only instead of charging Hunter Biden, he chose to be a servant of the system. So he's a servant to the system. He's been a servant to the system. Now, David Weiss got himself in a bit of a pickle. You see, we talk a lot about the communist revolution in this country and how they've taken over the institutions and everything, but they haven't taken over each and every corner of our society. That's why we're constantly talking about moving to the red areas and fortifying them, because they haven't taken over every little part. David Weiss in the DOJ ran into a problem. And honestly, I don't know this judge from Adam, but we owe this judge a debt of gratitude. The judge in the case, the DOJ that David Weiss was bringing against Hunter Biden, the judge starts looking through the plea deal. They had come up with a plea deal. The prosecution, you know, David Weiss is supposed to be the one against Hunter, but he got with Hunter Biden's defense and they came to an agreement. Okay, he admits to this, and then we give him a little bit of this, little of that, but no jail time, guys. Okay, everything's good to go. And part of that plea agreement was the gun crimes from today he was charged with. What were they doing before? They were wrapping those gun crimes up in the plea agreement. Only here's part of the problem with that. And this is one of the things, allegedly, that really got the judge to put his feet down, I don't even know who it is, and say, no, the gun charges are felony charges, and they're easy to solve. It's black and white. Here's your gun form. I don't know how many guns you've bought. I bought a lot. Here's your form. Fill it out. It's your form. You sign it. If you lie on it, it's a felony. It's really that simple. It's not a gray area. It's not, well, it could be. I can't go buy a gun tonight after the show's over and say on the form, I'm a female. If I say female, I've committed a felony. The judge is looking through this plea deal brought by David Weiss, and he sees not only the gun charges are essentially swept aside with no punishment at all, he sees all future crimes that may come up. Hey, he's immune from those too. And the judge says, whoa, no, sir. What kind of a plea deal is this? This is ridiculous. The judge blows up the plea deal. Well, now, I want you to look at this for our purposes tonight. Now, from the Biden family perspective, remember, the Biden family perspective is only about Joe Biden. Protect the family, protect his career, protect the presidency, nothing about country or anything. None of those things matter to these people. So they were hoping that they were going to get a soft landing with the nice plea deal. It got removed once the judge blew it up. Now the Biden family, they have to do something else. Now you know the landing is not going to be as soft going forward. There was too much of a public outcry. The judge blew up the deal. So what do? They scramble in a masterful piece of politicking, if I may say, and they get Merrick Garland, the attorney general, who should be in federal prison for the rest of his life for how he's abused that office. They get Merrick Garland to take the same guy, David Weiss, who was giving Hunter Biden the sweetheart deal, take the same guy and name that guy as the special prosecutor to investigate Hunter Biden. So you took the same guy who just had a deal that was so embarrassing it blew up, and you say, this is my sheriff. This is the guy who's in a very nonpartisan way going to dig into all this Hunter Biden stuff. Only David Weiss and the Biden family, they have a really big problem. In fact, they have two huge problems, and this is where we're going to go here at the beginning of the show. The first of the huge problems, and this is a big one. You cannot dismiss it at all. It's a big, big problem. Momentum. Momentum is one of those things. It's difficult to quantify. You see, the momentum is going against Joe Biden. Against Joe Biden. Why? Remember, the system membership card that you have, you don't have one. I hope you don't have one. The system membership card these people have, from Nancy Pelosi to Joe Biden to tech billionaires to media people to professors to this super fat chick who now works for Dove, the soap company. The system membership card you have is very, very, very temporary. In fact, temporary probably isn't the best way to describe it. You know what I should describe it as? Perishable. That thing simply doesn't last forever. Because the system only exists to protect itself, You have to constantly prove yourself to the system. You have to constantly be out there letting the system know, hey, I'm a good soldier. Look at what a good protector I am. Hey, look at what a good protector I am. And Joe Biden, honestly, through no fault of his own, it's just Joe Biden sucks. He has a rotting brain and he's a bad politician. Joe Biden is proving to be not the best protector of the system anymore. And at the same time, they have other potential system protectors who look much, much, much more capable. Then, on top of that, remember, we're talking about momentum here. So momentum, okay, you have the charges. They were going to get dismissed, then they didn't. Now the charges are coming down. Okay, so that momentum's bad. And then you have Joe Biden screwing up at this press conference and that press conference and lying, and that looks bad. It's so bad now, Corinne Diversity Hire is being routinely asked about it, and she's not doing very well.
No evidence. None. That he did anything wrong. I mean, that is what we've heard over and over again from their almost year-long investigation. And that's because...
Yeah, she's asked about it a ton. Now we have poll after poll after poll coming out showing the Democrats don't want him because they think he's too old. And all that was bad momentum. But then came the coup de grace, and we will discuss that. And then the second thing in just a moment. Before we get to that, what Joe Biden really needs, what every man in this government really needs, they need more testosterone, because testosterone makes your mind work better. It's about a lot more than making babies. Testosterone, it controls your logical thinking. It controls your energy, how your mind works. He's suffering from depression. Did you know that low T levels, they marry themselves to depression? That's how it manifests itself. Chalk, all natural herbal supplements, they sell male vitality stacks. They sell female vitality stacks. They sell chocolate powder. They sell endless natural herbal supplements. But what I take is the male vitality stack. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. And all you have to do is go get a subscription. Get a subscription, because those are 35% off with the promo code Jesse. Don't pay full price. Just cancel it if it doesn't work. 90 days, male vitality stack. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, talking about the Hunter Biden charges. We'll get to these kids kicked out of school to make room for illegals here, but we're talking about Hunter Biden and where he's at, and why I say he is in very, very, very deep trouble for two different big reasons. One, the momentum. Momentum is such a huge thing, and it is against him. Momentum is oftentimes very difficult to quantify, but I bet you have experienced it for good and for bad in your life in some way. The day you get promoted at work, that's the day you're in the gas station on the way home and some dime standing across from you starts making eyes at you. You score a date for the evening. And then the next day you wake up and you find out the IRS screwed up on your taxes. You got another $1,000 in a refund coming. That's how it works. And the opposite way too. In fact, I've had one of these days myself. You wake up, you get a flat tire on the way here. And then this goes wrong there. And then this person calls, one of your family members hurt themselves. And the momentum, right? All the momentum is against Joe. I knew the momentum being against Joe was bad, and I knew the system, or I should say, I suspect the system was offering him up when I saw the Washington Post and the New York Times come out with articles telling Joe Biden it's time to go. Both articles trying to give him as soft a landing as they can, came out and said, hey, he's been successful. Oh, it's been huge, wildly successful, but he's too old. It's probably time to go. That's when I knew. This is an MSNBC host.
But when it comes to Joe Biden, people say, man, he's too old to run, isn't he? I mean, he's not really going to run.
Joe Scarborough, in case you're wondering which one.
Every discussion, I don't mean 99% of the discussions. Every discussion. We got it. I asked Reverend Al. If he was hearing it all the time on our show this past week, he's hearing it as well. So, you know, we often will.
Joe Scarborough is obsessed with keeping his system membership card. If Joe Scarborough's talking like that on MSNBC, it's a big deal. Washington Post and New York Times, the twin-headed communist newspaper monster here in America, they're both printing articles about it. It's a very, very, very big deal. Nancy Pelosi's being flat out asked about it everywhere she goes. Here's Grandma Vodka.
Do you think there's any chance he does not continue running?
I hope not. I hope not. I mean, this president...
David Ignatius recently came out saying he thinks the former president should not run.
Yeah, so that's one.
Yeah. Momentum's against him. And the second reason Joe Biden is in very, very, very deep trouble is there's a prettier girl. Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is somebody the Democrats have become obsessed with. How obsessed? They just sent him overseas. Gavin Newsom, he's traveling to China. Why? Why would the governor of California be traveling to China? He's going to lecture them on climate change, shoring up his left-wing commie base for his coming run to the presidency. You see, it's not just that momentum is against him. Everything's piling up against him. There's a prettier girl in the room, and everyone's starting to look at her. So Joe Biden's looking like he's going to have a bunch of filth all over him, despite what Mitt Romney says.
What impeachment on another impeachment trial potentially?
I know the House is beginning an impeachment inquiry. I haven't heard any allegation of something that would rise to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor. I think it'd be very unusual to actually see a referral of impeachment. I don't expect that.
Remember when Mitt Romney voted to impeach Donald Trump? Remember that in the Senate? Anyway, Joe Biden's in trouble. Momentum is against him. And there's a prettier girl in the room. Once the Washington Post and New York Times both came out and said it, that's when I knew Joe Biden was in trouble. The system has decided, and you know this has to be a sinking feeling for an old commie like Joe, the system has decided that his membership card cannot be renewed. He's trying to renew it. Tell me what I have to do. And that's why he's taking every single radical left-wing position he can on everything. Gave some stupid speech today about MAGAnomics that came off really, really lame and terrible. He's going all in on the climate change stuff. He's canceling oil and gas leases. He is, at this moment, he's embarrassing himself trying to get that membership card back. But it's perishable. It's expiring. He can see it. I can see it. Can you see it? Remember, these federal gun charges for Hunter, these are not the last of the charges. This isn't even what the impeachment is about. Hunter Biden still has tax charges coming. Remember, there was an IRS investigation, which we later found out, thanks to a whistleblower, they were covering for him too. But Hunter Biden, on top of taking these gigantic foreign payments, doesn't even pay taxes on them. Gosh. This frigging family. Then you have the impeachment stuff. Look, they got a lot to do. And remember this. 143 days. That's how many days there are before the South Carolina primary. Democrats, primary, South Carolina. 143 days. If you're going to dump Joe, what you need to do is get rid of him in the next month or two. This has to happen this year. There just isn't enough time for someone else to pull it together. Again, this is just my theory. It's just a prediction that I've been making for well over a year.
I think the powers that be are tired of Joe Biden, frustrated with him, and I think this entire thing is a coordinated effort to get Joe Biden to resign.
I think he announces soon he's not going to run again. All right. And I think you need to switch to Pure Talk. That's what I think. I think for far too long, you've taken your hard-earned money and you've given it to commies like Verizon and AT&T and T-Mobile every month. And they take your money. And what do they do with it? They go produce their next LGBTQ commercial.
Why are you gay?
You paid for that. The next Black Lives Matter activist ad from Verizon, you paid for that. Or you could switch and stop paying for that. You see, Pure Talk exists. Pure Talk on this amazing 5G network, so you're not sacrificing service. Pure Talk, the veteran-owned company, the company that uses your money for veteran suicide. Pure Talk, where your bill, my bill, got cut in half. Right now, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. But now is the time to finally switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And you know what that means? That means tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday for you new listeners. All 3 hours on Friday belong to you. Email whatever you want, whatever questions you have, I should say. Not whatever you want. I don't care about your speeches. Questions. Doesn't even have to be political. Whatever you email in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That gets set aside for tomorrow. Before I get to the illegals getting American kids kicked out of school, you know how sometimes I say things and the communists and the low-T GOPers get mad and I say, it's too over the top. Jesse, that's crazy. And you know when I talk about the climate change people, I let you know these are not gentle hippies who care about saving the trees. These are the most genocidal people who have ever walked. You just don't realize it yet because they haven't been able to implement their plans yet. And then whenever I say that they're the most genocidal people ever, I'll get pushback from people on the right. Now, Jesse, that's so over the top. Jesse, they just care about the planet. Jesse, having a different view on carbon doesn't make you genocidal. Okay. Well, what does make somebody genocidal? Who's genocidal that you can think of? First person pop into your head, somebody. Probably Stalin, Hitler, maybe. You'd say Hitler was genocidal, wouldn't you? How many people did Hitler kill? We're not even counting wars. How many did he kill? Well, we know about the 6 million Jews, and there were many, many more. Okay, so that's 6 million, all right? 6 million, that sounds bad. That's definitely bad, right? You know what? Let's assume he killed many, many, many more. Many we didn't even know. Let's call it 10, all right? Let's call it 10 million. 10 million. Then we get to Stalin. How many of his own people did Stalin kill? No one really knows, to be honest. We'll get to the same problem with Mao. 30 million? I've heard higher, but we'll call it 30 million. 30 million. Okay, that sounds bad. Then let's get to Mao. He's generally thought of by people who know as the most murderous human being, genocidal person who ever lived. We'll call Mao 40. I've seen 100. You know, I've seen 50. I've seen, no one knows. We'll call it 40. Okay, so that's 30 plus 40 plus 10. Let me carry the math of 15, 7. That sounds like 80 million people. Hitler and Stalin and Mao, the three people you would consider genocidal, they killed combined. Remember, they had to combine them. They had to combine their efforts to kill 80 million people. Huh. Now, then there's crazy me. You know how I call these climate change people genocidal? Well, Chris, if you wouldn't mind, would you play Miss Jane Goodall? And then I have a follow-up to this one.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
500 years ago. Hold on, we're just doing a lot of math here. 500 years ago, the world's population was reduced by 90%. So Hitler, Stalin, and Mao, they killed 80 million. Jane Goodall, for the good of the planet, of course, thinks about 6 billion people need to go. Oh, Jesse, that's just one person. No, you're right. I mean, after all, This person, his name's Dennis Meadows, he's definitely not a well-respected professor and scientist casually discussing the genocide of a billion people.
In one way or another, we are globally, we are so far above the population and the consumption levels which can be supported by this planet that I know.
Sorry, pause real quick. We're going to address a couple things as we go along here. We're not even close to consuming the natural resources of this planet. In fact, the people who are honest about this, it's actually amazing how tiny our footprint is on this planet for natural resources. Even resources they've tried to convince you are very limited. Things like oil. Oh my goodness, we could run out next year. They think it's renewable. Do you know that? That it's renewable because of the plate tectonics? They just keep discovering vast quantities of it and ways to get more. You could fit the entire planet in the state of Texas with room to spare. We're not even close to exasperating our resources. I'll let him keep going.
One way or another, it's going to come back down. So I don't hope to avoid that. I hope that it can occur in a civil way. I mean civil.
Just so you know, he said, I hope that it can occur in a civil way. He's talking about population degrowth in mass. In mass. He hopes it can be civil, of course. Oh, he's not unreasonable.
In a special way. Peaceful. Peace doesn't mean that everybody's happy, but it means that conflict isn't solved through violence, through force, but rather in other ways. And so that's what I hope for.
He wants the genocide of billions of people to be done peacefully. Not of course, not everybody's going to be happy, of course. You heard he threw that in there. Not everyone's going to be happy. What? No. You know, just peacefully, very civilly. So what would be a peaceful way to do that? Well, it'd be pretty benign to cut off people's food supply, wouldn't it? Now, starvation's an ugly thing, but you see that whole Hitler, Stalin, Mao thing, those guys are genocidal because they were busy shooting people in the head and gassing them and stuff like that. Just taking away people's ability to eat kind of looks a little nicer, doesn't it? Looks nicer than putting someone on their knees on the side of a ditch and firing a bullet into the back of their head, doesn't it? Of course, it's a lot more civil. It's a lot more nice. What else would I do if I wanted to nicely reduce the Earth's population? Well, here's something I would do. I would make sure people consume things so they wouldn't be able to have babies when they want to. Always heartbreaking. Have you ever known a couple going through that? Maybe you're going through that right now. Couple gets married and want to have a baby, struggle with that. It's a very sad thing people go through. Luckily, there are many ways through it today. But imagine people whose focused effort was on something like that. In fact, imagine if they tried to force you to take something that reduced your chances of getting pregnant. That'd be something, wouldn't it? Anyway, I'll let him continue.
The planet can support something like a billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more.
On how much what now? Okay, so he just said the Earth can support a billion or two, so this is another guy who thinks 5 or 6 billion need to die. What now? What do they have to sacrifice? Depending on liberty? Pretty sure I heard that, right? Oh, that almost reminds me of another communist we've played for you before.
And not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
Still think Jesse's crazy? I'll let him continue. Don't worry, it's just 6 billion people need to go away and your liberty needs to go away. Why are you being...
For liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And
more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. If you would just give up your stupid freedoms, then more people could live. Why won't you give up your freedom?
Conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. It's, unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. So, but if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But
what does this professor and scientist consider a smart dictatorship to be? I'm very curious about this. But remember, I'm the crazy one, right? Just remember this. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, that idiot kid you sent off to college, and I don't know why you did that, and he came back after 6 months with rings in his face talking to you about how your SUV is poisoning the planet. They're all the same. They're all a bunch of genocidal monsters. They are. These people have declared war on humanity. All right, we're moving on. I'll probably get into that again next hour. Look, he's got more than a minute left, but I want to get into this illegal immigrants kicking out American kids. We'll dig into this audio more next hour. We have emails to get to. We have to talk about rough greens in a very serious way because your dog needs the nutrition and you're not giving your dog the nutrition. You think the nutrition is in your dog's food, but there's no nutrition in your dog's food because your dog's food, it's been killed. It's been murdered. That's what happened to your dog food. You see, in the factory, they kill everything in dog food. Why do they do that? Just to be mean? No, it's not that they hate Muffy. That's the way you can keep things alive on the shelf. Perishable things don't last quite as long. Rough Greens is here to make sure your dog actually gets nutrition. Omega oils, digestive enzymes, probiotics, vitamins, minerals. Rough Greens is a nutritional supplement, all natural, that you pour on your dog's food, created by Green Beret and naturopathic doctor Dennis Black. Pour it on your dog's food. You get a free bag to get you started. All you have to pay for is the shipping, and all you have to do to get that rolling is call them. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I'm sorry. Look, you know we're getting ready to talk about illegals because New York City school kids, they're getting kicked out to make room for illegals. They're getting kicked out. And I just happened to catch this one. Joe Biden, okay, so he gave a speech today. I told you I wasn't going to play much of it, and I'm really not. I'm really not. But he gave some speech talking about Bidenomics versus MAGAnomics. And you know how we were referencing earlier how the momentum is against Joe Biden? That's probably his biggest opponent right now. He wanted a soft landing. Doesn't look like he's going to get it. All this Hunter Biden stuff, the impeachment stuff's bad. Momentum is against him. Reporters are actually sounding like reporters now when they're asking John Kirby about Joe Biden and even things that aren't related to impeachment, all of his lies.
In a couple weeks, the president has lied about being at Ground Zero the day after the September 11th attacks, falsely claimed he saw the Pittsburgh Bridge collapse, claimed his grandfather died in the hospital days before his birth. What is going on with the president? Is he just believing things that didn't happen did happen, or is he just randomly making stuff up?
The president was deeply touched and honored to be able to spend 9/11 with military members there in Alaska and some families.
Yeah, he was touched and honored. What do you mean? He lies because he was touched and honored. All right. But there's another thing contributing to Joe's negative momentum. Joe Biden, he says the quiet part out loud so often. And here's part of what I mean. The Democrats, the communists in this country, I'm talking about the Joe Biden types. This probably doesn't apply to your, you know, uncle or whatnot, but the communists that like the Joe Bidens, the Nancy Pelosi's, all these people who are in charge, who are in power. People on the right are very fond of saying this about Democrats. They say they're the real racists. Stop calling the right racists. They're the real racists. And that's actually not true. Democrats, communists are not, quote, the real racists. Yes, they're capable of doing horribly racist things, but it's not that they're real racists. They don't care about skin color to their credit. They care about their religion. They care about their religion. And because of that, because that's all they care about, and they don't care about individuals, and they don't care about humanity, they look at our population, they look at the population of America as simply various groups where they've put these people in this group, they've put these people in this bowl, and they know I can reliably count on these people. And so they just don't think of them like people, they think of them all like groups. Now, you can do that if you're a Democrat politician, you just can't ever say that, because that sounds awful, doesn't it? You sound very anti-human. Joe Biden, part of the reason the momentum is against him is Joe Biden gets up to give speeches and he can't stop himself from making it obvious how they all talk when the cameras aren't on.
We not only recovered all the jobs we lost during the pandemic, we've added millions more. We've seen record lows in unemployment, particularly, and I've focused on this my whole career, particularly for African-Americans and Hispanic workers and veterans. You know, the workers without high school diplomas.
And again, what will happen is you'll hear everybody on the right, everyone on the radio, TV, writers, everyone will start talking about, well, Joe Biden's a racist. Look at what a racist thing to say is. It's really not. It's worse than that, actually. There are worse things than being a racist, you know. It's actually worse than that. That's just how Joe Biden looks at black people. That's how Joe Biden looks at Latinos. Oh, this in his mind. They're not people. It's not an individual. They're not this person wants this or this person has that. They're not separate people either with separate values. Of course, they're all just, in his mind, they're all just one big group. And in Joe Biden's mind, the Latinos and the black people in this country, just a bunch of dullards who vote Democrat and don't even have a high school diploma. It sounds racist, but it's actually so much worse than being racist. It's not racist. In Joe's mind, that's what they are. What? What do you mean they're black people who got high school diplomas? I had no idea. Man, if I'd only known. Too bad I was busy showering with Ashley. I had no idea what was going on. They're not racists. They're communists. And everybody gets looked at only as, are you an ally or are you an enemy? That's part of the reason they love that term so much is ally. Are you an ally? Oh, if you're not one of the LGBTQers or the feminists, or at least you have to be an ally, right? Are you an ally? Ally this, ally that. That's why they use those words. That's how everybody is looked at. Either you're an ally or you're an enemy. And for Democrats in this country, they take the whole of the population, 300 million and change, and they just divide people up into the boxes of how they vote. Okay, so we have this guy, this guy here, he's a white evangelical from rural Texas. Okay, very clearly a Republican. Screw him. In fact, let's do whatever we can to ruin his life and send him to prison. This guy, oh, he's black. He lives in New York City. Probably a reliable Democrat. Oh, hey, we know he couldn't go to high school though, right, guys? Ha ha ha. He's probably an idiot. Anyway, we got that's how they talk about Americans. Horrible, right? But it's how they talk about them. It's how indifferent they are. It's why American school kids, as we speak, are being removed from their classrooms in New York City to make room for illegals. Because these people look at everyone, everything, as allies, enemies, power, not power. And speaking of power and not power, these people do these despicable things because the voters of this country have proven time and again they won't go do something about it. But hey, I don't know about you. I knew when I was born, there was nothing I could take for granted.
Here's the thing. We were all born knowing that there's nothing we can take for granted.
Sorry, I had to throw that in. What does that even mean? Nobody was born knowing that. What? What is this? Again, I don't know what comforts me more. What would comfort me more if I knew that she wrote down these speeches and sayings or someone else wrote them down for her and thought they were profound or something like that? Well, we'd have to take it for... I always knew.
Here's the thing. We were all born knowing that there's nothing we can take for granted.
Old Joe Biden. Hey, Joe, I don't know if you've heard. All kinds of black people and Latinos have been able to get a high school degree for at least a couple years now in this country. And you're not going to believe it, Joe. They're doing it, too. I know it's amazing. But Joe's mind stopped working about 600 years ago, so he's still stuck back in that time. You know what? Your mind stopped working. If you're still getting your meat at the grocery store, your meat, my meat, should be purchased from Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers. Not only is it a company that shares your values and my values, and that's probably more important than anything else, they have the best all-American sourced meat. And we are going to have to prioritize that going forward. It's American meat delivered to your front door. So you can have better meat than you were getting at the grocery store. You can get it delivered to your front door. And did I mention 2 years worth of free ground beef when you go subscribe to one of their boxes now? All you have to do is go to goodranchers.com, go look at all the boxes they have, whatever your family's needs are, subscribe and use the promo code Jesse, because that gets you $25 off in 2 years worth of ground beef for free. That's $480 worth of ground beef. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse, American meat delivered, baby. Stop buying the meat from your grocery store when you can have the best of it delivered to you. I hate my grocery stores in my area. I wish I did. I thought Texas grocery stores would be better. Nope. All these big corporate LGBTQ garbage. That's all it is. All right. We have hours. We got some good news about Georgia and the Trump stuff. And a Trump interview with Megyn Kelly. And emails. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.